You know, in Acts chapter 1, Luke, who wrote the book, he said he wrote down, in his former letter, he wrote down all that Jesus began to do and teach. Not some, but all. We need to focus on all that Jesus began to do and teach. And we need to have the whole picture in front of us. Luke 21, verse 34, again, Jesus warning them, be careful. That is, wouldn't you not say that's a warning? If I said there's ice outside, be careful. That's a warning. Be careful or your hearts will be weighed down with what? Overcharged with surfeiting. Now, surfeiting is overeating. That's what it means. You're going to be weighed down with surfeiting. That's living in gluttony and drunkenness and the cares of this life, so that day will come on you unawares, or it's going to come on you unexpectedly. He says in verse 35, he says, for it will come upon all those who live on the face of the whole earth. So be on the watch and pray. Watch ye and pray always, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all that shall come to pass, and that you may stand before the Son of Man. He's warning you that there's, in order for you to escape the judgment to come, you need to be constantly praying to God. And you need to watch out for these things like surfeiting, drunkenness, and the worry. You know, a lot of people say, well, man, if some guy walks in the church and says, man, I really tied one on last night. Woo, I was so drunk. They kick him out of the church. But what if someone comes in and says, man, I'm so worried about this. I'm so worried about that. They treat it if it's not a big deal. But Jesus made them equal. You know, we shouldn't look at worry any differently than we do drunkenness. But in the church today, worry's okay, but drunkenness, and you throw them out. But we need to look at worry the same way. We shouldn't be worried about anything. Only thing you should have fear of is God Himself. Amen? Something else that Jesus taught that you may not know. Mark chapter 16, verse 15 through 18. Jesus said, these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out devils. So if we believe, we should be able to cast out devils, if we really believe. He said, and he also said this, in my name, they will speak in new tongues. So what about these that don't believe in new tongues? Well, they say that's not for today. But if you combine Matthew 28, and some will say that's not relevant. Yeah, it's relevant. He said in Matthew 28, he said, surely I'm with you always to the end of the age. To the end of the age. Age is not ended yet. We're still in this dispensation of grace. And not only that, but he also told his disciples, he said, teach, he said, go in all the world and make disciples, baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. Amen. So if he commanded them that in my name they'll speak in new tongues and cast out devils, he said, if they drink deadly poison, it'll not hurt them at all. He said, they'll lay hands on the sick, and the sick will get well, and so on and so forth. If he commanded them to do that, then that's what we should be teaching. That's part of the gospel. That's part of the Jesus of the Bible. You know, he also, you know, one of the apostles said that Jesus commanded them to preach that he's the judge of the living and the dead. A lot of people don't want to hear that, but that's who Jesus is. He's the judge. He's a righteous judge. And if we're in Christ and we're doing our best, then we'll be judged in Christ. But if we're not and we're half-hearted and we're doing our own selfish little thing and we're living a lie, a hypocritical life, in church we raise our hands, but at home we fight, we quarrel. We live like the world. We listen to secular music and all that stuff. We listen to that garbage and pump that into the spirit that belongs to God. That's dangerous. You may be just judged out of Christ for that. Pastor Dan doesn't want that to happen to you. You know, Matthew chapter 7, Jesus warned. He said, watch out for false teachers. They'll come to you as wolves in sheep's clothing. He said, you'll recognize them by the fruit. Well, most Christians today, they have so little spiritual discernment that they can't tell the difference. And if some preacher preaches the right thing, they get them excited, they'll listen to it. And the reason they don't have enough spiritual discernment is because they're not separate from the world. That's where spiritual discernment begins. The only way, because if you have one foot in the world and you're soaking up like a sponge the things of this world, and you're also soaking up the things of God when you go to church, you're tainted. You don't have no spiritual discernment to recognize a true or false teacher. But Jesus said you recognize them by their fruit. And the reason he said that is because he expects his disciples to be separate from the world so they can have the spiritual discernment and the Word of God to make a judgment if it's a true or false teacher. But nowadays, a lot of people are running around, and as soon as some guy comes along the line and he's got some exciting message, they run after him and jump in his church. But Jesus said that they're wolves in sheep's clothing. Jesus said, you recognize them by your fruit. And he made it very clear that the fruit that he's talking about in Matthew chapter 7 was the Word of God. The Word of God. You're going to recognize them if they teach the Word of God. You say, well, they all teach the Word of God. I know they do. But they teach the Word of God that they want to teach, not the stuff that Jesus taught. If you notice here tonight, that most of what Jesus taught was about the judgments to come. Most of what Jesus taught was blatant warnings against sin. Most of the stuff that Jesus taught convicted us, didn't it? Now, all I basically did tonight is read what Jesus taught. Just read it to you. So you can make a judgment now to see that in this modern day church, what should be taught is Jesus' teachings. What would Jesus do? Jesus would warn you against sin. What would Jesus do? Jesus would warn you against hell, wouldn't he? What would Jesus do? Jesus would tell you that speaking in tongues is for today. What would Jesus do? Jesus would tell you that the way up is down through servitude. Not this, if you're happy, that's what God wants for you. Well, God, yes, but you know what Jesus said about happiness when he mentioned it? John 13:70 said, if you know these things, if you know my word, happy are you if you do them. Jesus said the key to happiness is not anything other than full obedience to God. That's what the key to happiness is. Amen? Jesus said this and also said in Matthew 10:28, he said, don't fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. He said, don't fear them, but I tell you who you should fear. Fear him who after the killing of the body has the power to destroy both soul and body, soul and spirit in hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. He talked about the fear of God. Remember we talked about in Isaiah 11, it said that the spirit of the fear of the Lord, he will delight in the fear of the Lord. Now, after you've seen this, I want you to recognize, would you agree that what we taught tonight, just simply reading the scriptures that Jesus taught, would you agree that he was instilling the fear of the Lord in the people? Amen. Now, would you agree with me, if we're supposed to be disciples after Jesus, that your preachers should be instilling the fear of God in the people? If we're supposed to teach like Jesus, that's the majority of a preacher of righteousness teaching should be instilling the fear of the Lord in the people, because most people, especially in this wicked generation, are very strongly drawn back into the world. And it's the fear of the Lord that keeps us from evil. It's the fear of the Lord that purifies us. So we don't want to teach a different Jesus, and we don't want to tolerate or put up with, like he said over there, a different Jesus. We want to believe in the one and only true Jesus, and he's found in the Word of God. He is the Word of God. Amen? All of it. Not just the warm and fuzzy scriptures, but all of it. Amen. Amen. Everybody stay in your seat. Hallelujah. Everybody just pray in the Holy Ghost. I want you to pray a prayer with me. Just make sure our hearts are right. So if you were to die tonight, I want you to judge yourself. I want you to look up here right now. If you were to die tonight, in light of what Jesus said, I want you to just inside of yourself make a decision. Are you 100% sure you'd go to heaven? Are you 100% sure you'd go to heaven if you died on your way home tonight? God forbid. Are you able to, with a clear conscience, say, I am doing everything that Jesus said. I'm not living a hypocritical life. I really am a disciple of Jesus. If you're not, God's loving mercy is right here to forgive you. Let's all just judge ourselves right now and pray this prayer together in the name of the Lord. Everybody bow your heads and say these words. Say, God, I acknowledge that there is a right way and there's a wrong way. And I acknowledge that Jesus' way is the right way. Jesus' way is the only way. I judge myself right now in light of what Jesus said. I acknowledge my sin. I confess it to you now. And I ask you to please forgive me for all of my sins. I hate sin, Lord, and I love righteousness. Help me to wholeheartedly serve you all the days of my life. I turn from sin once and forever to follow Jesus. I thank you for your forgiveness. Jesus is my Lord and Master. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we worship and praise you in this place. We acknowledge that your presence is here, Lord. I'm just going to call this out because the Lord told me to call it out. And it may be somebody in the room also, but this is... somebody's having problems that's listening to this teaching right now. You're having problems with your respiratory system. And there's another one of you that's been having problems with headaches. And I just want to pray for you right now. And I want everybody in the room here to reach out your faith for those online. Father, I come up against this respiratory system problem right now in the name of Jesus. We cancel its operation. We command the lungs, the throat, the airways, everything to line up according to God's word right now and be healed. Just receive it by faith right now. Jesus is touching you. And we also speak to those headaches. We command these symptoms of distress and deficiency to leave their bodies right now. We command it to be gone and never return in Jesus' name. Just receive that healing right now by faith. Hallelujah, Jesus. He just said these words. I want you to release your faith for this because this is for you now. He said that right now, as you reach out in faith and put your faith in me and put your whole heart in the things of my kingdom, I'm breaking bondages. I'm breaking the chains of bondage off of areas of your life that have been bound by the enemy. For it's your obedience that releases me to do these things, says the Lord. For my anointing breaks every yoke, every chain, every bondage, and everything that has you bound and has areas of your life bound. It's my anointing. As you come and assemble together in my name, as you come together as a family, it is the anointing that manifests as a result of your obedience that allows me to break these chains, to break these shackles. So continue to assemble yourselves together and allow me to work. Don't be moved by what you see. Don't be moved by what you feel, but recognize that I'm working. One day at a time, you will see that it will come forth. First the stalk, then the ear, then the full kernel in the ear, and the harvest will come, and you will be able to put the sickle to it when the harvest is ripe. But as you plant these seeds, as you assemble together in my name, these seeds will come. They will grow as you water them through my word. So continue in my word and allow me to break these chains. One shackle at a time. One chain at a time. One bondage at a time. They will be broken as you continue to assemble in my name, says the Lord. As you continue to assemble together as a family in my spirit, in my name, says the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. We're thankful that we can come together and your anointing is doing these things you said, Lord. We're grateful, Father. We exalt you and praise you. We magnify you and bless you. We magnify you and bless you.